What? How do you say? Is that your actual name? What you have there, Vigard? I can totally do this. Just, you know, you gotta phonetic it out for me. Is it Vegard or Vegard or Vigard? You know. Is there a Webster's post that I can click on that will say it for me? Vigard. Okay, I got this. All right.
Oh, Vigard. You want to be a good boy for me, Vigard, don't you? It's really easy to be a good boy for me, Vigard. You just have to listen. I mean, it's not like you say it differently.
Why do you have a watermelon? Well, if your Patreon name isn't your real name, I'll probably send out a message that you can send me a message and then my inbox will want to kill itself. But, you know, there's workarounds. All right, we got 1 minute till 9 o'clock, and then questions and so on. I feel like I'm supposed to start from my Reddit.
Did you put up a post on our Reddit real quick just saying AMA going?
I don't know, but I already have the post there.
That's true.
I was considering doing it in the non-safe for work maze, but they don't seem to have the live ones against that.
Nah, I'm about to hit record on it.
All right. It's 9 o'clock. So if people aren't here, then fuck them. If you are here, then welcome. We're going to be talking about our new program. Me and Darren started it. I am providing the content and the ideas, and Darren is just being a workhorse with creating it. He doesn't hear anything.
But. That's just his headset setup.
Okay.
Like, so you just gotta go to user settings and.
Yeah, okay. But, let's see. Will you be developing solely for PC, or are there plans to make Mac or mobile support? We do have plans for Mac and mobile support. Darren has to do a thing with a laptop. I don't know if he has to fuck it or what, but it's gonna be like a slow, long process, and then we will be able to do it for Mac. Mobile, that's also a Darren question.
Mac is pretty easy. We've got somebody with a Mac that I can remote into. I can't compile code on. Same goes.
You're cutting in and out.
Sorry.
Get your shit together, Darren. Come on.
Hold on. Let me check my sensitivity.
Get it all together.
I'd say the short answer is it depends on popularity. Really, it depends on how many places it's ported to.
There we go. There we go. Sorry. Well, Mac is really easy, and then Linux, not so much. And mobile is probably 6 months plus down the line, because the only way to do mobile streaming is through a web browser, HTML. But that Unreal doesn't actually have streaming capacity yet until 4.16. So that's going to take a while. And I mean, we have to wait for them to catch up with it. And I mean, we could do the app straight to your mobile, but right now it's 900 megabytes and packages are just going to compound that. So we don't want to eat your data. We'd rather have it as a streaming service from our website because it can handle it. So it just depends on if we can figure that out in 6 months when they get it done.
So it's a maybe. All right. So. It's like half people on the public and half on the AMA. All right. Let's Let's see. So I'm just going to start with the questions that are on the Reddit AMA. If you guys have any you want to add, just throw them on the Reddit one for now, because that's confusing. But let's see. What is your favorite kind of bondage? That is leather restraints. I fucking adore leather restraints. I have all sorts of bondage furniture in my dungeon that has eye hooks, and you don't have to worry about taking an hour to tie somebody up, giving them rope burn when you're untying them. You just put the cuffs on them, put a lock on it, and you're good to play. Let's see. Next question. What is the longest amount of time that you've had somebody in bondage? I'd say probably about 3 hours. Sometimes I like to play video games, and there happens to be somebody nearby, so I tie them up so I can go play video games. It's the normal way to get men out of the way. What is my favorite color? My favorite color is blue. So is my hair right now. 5. Will the Hypno Dungeon have a feature to generate MP3s from a mix so I could listen to it on my MP3 player? And it looks like Darren already answered that one. And it's, we're going to try eventually. We'd like to. I understand that phone is a good way to, so it's in the cards. What shade of blue? It's like several shades of blue. Now that I work for myself, I can go crazy with it. And I go to a salon and I'm like, make it look like this picture. And I point to a picture that has like 5 different shades of blue and purple and teal. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Let's see. What's the next question? There's not many on this thing. You fuckers all wanted to ask them live, didn't you? All right. What platforms will this be on? That sounds like a Darren question.
Well, we already covered that. It's Windows 32, Windows 64 initially, with hopefully Mac for our open beta. And then Linux, maybe, and mobile way down the road. That's about it.
The next question is, as I won't be able to make it for the AMA, will this app, as you're referring to it as, cost money for the community? That is a sort of, the base program isn't going to cost anything. I like showing off, and it's a great way to do so. So a lot of it is going to be free. However, if you want voices other than mine, we're going to be selling bundles that will have different vocal artists, probably mostly from GWA that I've picked, because I think they have a decent voice or a decent mic combination, hopefully. And they'll record some of my scripts, as well as some of the scripts from some of the authors from GWA who have given permission for their hypnosis scripts to be used. Basically, I'm paying them to send me 2 scripts that are broken into parts that I can put into the program, as well as I'm giving them a list of layers. In the future, I imagine I'll probably pay them to do names as well. And then that way you can just have a bunch of girls giggling and moaning your name in the background. And who doesn't want that? But right now, the layers that you're going to be getting from other people will be more like the good boy and so on. I am considering putting like a third of the layers from each girl for free, just to tease you and make you want to buy the bundles, as I feel like that's just a good idea.
I was going to take some for the technical side, Stefan. The mobile version will likely come before an MP3 export, because exporting them to try to get the order they're getting played in, because they're all technically being virtualized when they're supposed to play. It's not like it's compiling the audio and then playing it, which would make actually exporting it a little bit easier, but it would still be a nightmare through Unreal. So honestly, I think it's a pipe dream, but I think we can do it. It would cost us money because we would have to get the licenses and stuff to do it, to export to MP3. So that's something that's probably way off, depending.
How successful it is.
Yeah, depending on how successful we are. That's one is way off.
And the first thing we need to buy is an installer so that people can easily get into it. meaning mostly me. All right, the next question I see on there is, are you willing to share with us which GWA performers you plan on including in bundles? I would, except the thing is, I don't have any of the audio from them yet. I've commissioned it. I have the money ready to pay them. But until I get the audio, I can't say 100% sure that I'll have it. I will tell you, one of them is listening always. And she seems pretty confirmed, so I think that one's pretty safe. And we'll see about the rest. There's a couple people I've messaged I haven't heard back from yet, so I'm pretty sure it won't be that hard to find women to pay to just, like, moan into a mic for me, though, so it'll be fun. And the second question on that one was, are you open to recommendations on that front? I'm open to it, but in reality, if I don't like their voice, I'll just ignore. All right, so those were, let's see what else is on the AMA. We have new questions now. It's so exciting.
Joey, I'll take that one. The answer is no. We can get the engine at some point to dynamically read OGG files, but then it would have to fill in everything for you as well. And there's a lot of metadata and stuff going around. So if it's a custom request and then we can fill something in for you, that is possible in the future. But as far as just dragging, dropping it in, no, the program runs off of all cooked assets. And somebody made a good point in a PM. The something that is looking forward to in the future, because she wants the program to always evolve, is VR and other things involving that. But we can actually have, I forgot the name of the toys. There's toys that are VR compatible where you can set them to vibrate and do things. I think they're hushes or something else. And we can make the program compatible with those in the future relatively easily.
Okay, one of the main problems I have with that program is I can never pronounce it. I always want to say clitoris, but it's not clitoris. There's sort of on that front. I've recently been asked, as of today actually, to do some more recording for them in a more vanilla setting, because apparently their femme domination thing didn't quite work out. But my main thing about recording for them is going to be, of course, that I can create my own virtual reality scene, which I'm excited to do, because I have it all planned out already. It's going to be a prison guard, like, brainwashing, and then... All right, I'll tell you. So you're going to come into your room, you're going to sit down in the VR, and, you know, the warden's going to come up and give you a talking to, because you've been a naughty boy, of course. And then she's going to put, like, a sort of helmet on your head. It's like a brainwashing thing. And it's going to be like a brainwash tunnel with brainwashing loops. And then afterwards, she's going to have you do some tricks for the guards with all of the triggers she taught you. And I think that would be a really fun scene. And that'll be my payment for recording for them, is being able to create that. Yeah, I recorded for them once, and I don't know if I just got a faulty copy, but when I went to go look at the thing that I recorded for them, it was like a bunch of naked mannequins that were bald, and it was really creepy. So I kind of stopped for a little bit. Oh, poor Darren. You gotta drop it a little bit. Make your voice sexier. All right, next question. Who is your best character in Overwatch? Which characters would you ship together? I don't get that part. However, I am a Reinhardt main, and I like smashing my hammer into meaty faces. I like the sound it makes. I can feel it in my heart when I slap them with the hammer. It's good. It's good for me. I junk rat, you know. I junk rat, but then you get yelled at by your team when you junk rat. So, you know, drop the best, Aaron. Oh, which two Overwatch characters would I make fuck? Well, I do want to do an audio about that, of like me being Widow and, you know, raping. I don't know who I'd
Tracer.
Rape if I was with.
Tracer.
Tracer's cute and all, but she's not my type. You know, she's not my type. I like May. May's cute. I feel like May's got a kinky side. She likes the ice play. I like Mercy. Mercy's fun. Probably Widow molesting Mercy would be the one I would make. Or Widow forcing Mercy to fuck someone else. I like forcing people to fuck other people. Just, you know. My long-term dream is to be a porn director so I can make people fuck exactly how I tell them to and just feel like a proper little puppet master. It would be so great. Diva's a good one to get raped. I kind of want to watch that comic now, so you should just link it at some point. You can't fuck Bastion just because he's, like, remote powered. That doesn't make it okay. You gotta have some soft stuff over that. Would I do an audio where I am... Probably not. I would want to be the Reinhardt in that situation. He needs padding so the person doesn't break. I feel like he'd make a good fucking machine, but... Okay, that was like all of the advanced questions I had. Do any of you have questions like now? Come on, have at it. I have, this is not my normal keyboard. I kind of spilled a drink on my normal keyboard a couple of days ago, and I'm giving it a couple of days before I decide if it's going to be fixable or not. This one has a G on it, and that's what I can tell you about it. Let's see, next question. Will I call you a good boy? Maybe. It counts if you're good. What are your favorite triggers to put into a script? I like snaps. Snaps are fun. I also like good boy. Good boy is a good trigger. And you can always kind of put that little bit of affection behind it, and I like that about it. I'd use the other ones, but I want you to be able to ask questions and not tranced out, so... I'm trying to be careful with my speak. The Overwatch in comic in question. I'm going to have to look at that later. And not right now. Audible butter. Now, does it have to be you specifically? I'm not sure a blanket good boy would quite have the same appeal. You have to come up with a fancy name like Vegan or V-Guard. It was V-Guard, wasn't it? I'd be tempted to call you Vegan there. If you ever pissed me off. Reinhardt is a good name, you know? It's a solid choice right there. All right, next question. What is your favorite audio you've made so far, / the one you're most proud of? My favorite is My Sibian. Hands down, I've had the most fun with that one in real life. I once took my sweet boy to a hypnosis convention, and that was really fun because I tried it on a bunch of people, and I had, like, hypnodoms, like, some very respected people in the hypno community, guys that would listen to it, and one of them afterwards was kneeling and crying and hugging my legs, and that was a little weird, but it was also kind of empowering. But My Sibian is my favorite because when I'm having sex with somebody into hypnosis, it's just a really fun file. Like, the dick vibrates. It vibrates like a vibrator, so it feels really good, and I'll always be a fan of that one. But the one I'm most proud of would probably be Recursion, because that one took like 20 fucking hours for the little bit of recording that's in that. But it was my first time playing with layers that way, and I was proud of myself. All right, let's see. Hey, Shibby, what's your process for determining what triggers you use in your audios as you make them? I really love Clench, but I haven't heard much of it used in recent audios. Clench was an early one, and one of my issues with Clench is it's gotten so much fucking hate. There has literally been somebody who has gone through all videos and bitched about me not putting snaps in all of them. I like Clench. I think it goes very well with both the vanilla context of your body kind of clenching in that pleasure and that like rapture of the moment. But at the same time, if you're into prostate play and you have something shoved up inside of there, that nice little clench can give you some even extra stimulation. So I like the double way it can be used. As for determining my process, there's no process. I just start writing, and what comes out, comes out. What's your process like? What's your favorite, least favorite part of making an audio? My process, I'm horribly unorganized. It's generally like, if I'm fapping, when I'm masturbating, a lot of times like I build my own fantasy in my head to get me off. And a lot of times I can take that fantasy and turn that into an audio. And those are generally pretty good audios when I do that. Like the blowjob one was built off of a lesbian fantasy that I was masturbating to for a while, where pretty much everybody involved were women, and the girls had a fucking machine up to their ass and pussy, and they wouldn't stop getting fucked with the fucking machine until they got the other girl off that was in the chair in front of them. And that somehow turned into the blowjob competition, and dicks got added. My process is pretty much, though, write a little, go record something else, do a little editing. It's everywhere. I'm normally in the process of doing 5 different audios at a time in different stages. It's just what I feel like doing that moment. Are you planning to do more sessions like Recursion? Really love the way that one brought me under. I really like doing Recursion, and I really want to do recursive type induction, and you will probably see a couple inductions in the program like that. I don't know if they'll all make it into a full 5, but that's one of the beautiful things about the Hypno Dungeon, is I don't always have to take an idea and make it into a full file. I can take an idea and make it into an induction, a deepener, or a main body attack, and not have to worry about the rest. And that'll make content come a lot quicker for me, because I don't have to make anything around it. I can just have a quick idea and turn it into a quick little clip that I can throw into the program. Let's see. Shibby, are you vegan? Hell no. I like meat in all of its forms. What are some of your favorite foods? Top 3. I like peanut butter. Peanut butter is delicious. I like watermelon. My favorite food, though, I don't know. It's hard to pick. There's this like nice Moroccan restaurant I go to sometimes, and they have this like eggplant salad. It's weird, but it's delicious, and it's probably my favorite food on the planet. My top 3 favorite triggers. You're just trying to make me say triggers, aren't you? I know what you're doing. You're trying to fuck with everybody else in here. It's rude. But Good Boy will always be one of my favorites. Snaps will always be one of my favorites. I think my ultimate favorite is yet to come. You'll just have to wait and see on that one. How did you come up with the idea for the orgasmic training? I can't remember. Honestly, I wanted to do a long series, and for a while, I'd had the idea of, I want to see what I can do with people. Like, I know with hypnosis, you can do a lot of things, but I kind of wanted to take it further, the orgasmic intensities were the main part of why I wanted to make that series. I wanted to see how long I could make somebody hold the pleasure from coming. Because once upon a time when I was a sub, I had a dom who would do that kind of stuff with me. He would make my orgasms last longer, not through hypnosis, but just from him telling me to. So I knew it was possible to extend the pleasure from an orgasm, and I wanted to do that in audio form. So I kind of created the series around that to get your mind into the idea of obeying me before we got into the hard stuff. And then I just had a lot of fun with it. Will I be doing more revamps? Yes, actually. The next revamp I really want to do is My Sweet Boy. I want to do Clench, but I can't find the script. And I'm not listening to that whole fucking thing and writing it down, so you might have to skip Clench. But I think My Sibian will be amazing if I revamp it. I also, one of the vocal artists I am hiring is going to be doing a rendition of My Sweet Boy. So you might even be able to mix and match my voice or match in different parts of it. And I think that'll be really cool. Let's see. Ever try Häagen-Dazs chocolate peanut butter ice cream? Because if you like peanut butter, it's pretty good. No, I haven't. I might have to. Domina, how can someone get more hypnodementia? I think my cat did something upstairs. That's a good question. You should get into the kink community. I would highly recommend it for anybody. The hypnosis community especially is really friendly. There's one called Nihu that is really good. All of the Nihu, Weehu, Mihu, you can find them on FetLife now that FetLife has stopped banning hypnosis stuff. And also Charmed. Charmed is really cool. I'm not sure what the next one is. Normally at this time of year is when I go to like the festivals, like the summer camp or fusion, or, you know, it's part nudist camp, part swingers, part primals, part kinky people, part furries, part like queers, just like every single spectrum of sexual freedom is represented at these camps, and you get like 1,000 of people just going nuts. And then that's when you see somebody dressed as Mulan getting bottle rockets shot out of her ass. And then suddenly all of your slaves make it a hard limit to shove bottle rockets in their ass. I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to make hard limits in the middle. Whatever. Have you ever been hypnotized or gone into a trance state? I feel it. Like, when I'm editing, I can feel it kind of pooling at the edges of my awareness, but I don't let myself go down, so I don't. Where does the name Shibby come from? Every time I go on the internet, and since I was 18, I've always done this, my name is always Shibari. I find it's a really cool way to find, like, who's into kinky shit. If they know what Shibari means, they're a kinky motherfucker, and that's pretty much hands down. And I also have always found it to be a really pretty name. And in World of Warcraft, I'll admit it, I played that game for way too long. All of my friends in there would call me, like, Shibs or Shibby. So when I needed a name for GWA, I went with Kinky Shibby. Let's see. What tips would you have for an aspiring femme hypnodom? Write your own shit and edit your own shit would be my tip. If you look at all the Patreons of all the people on GWA that aren't me, a lot of them are people that are just doing script fills, or they're not doing like full hypnosis things, or somebody has to like write their stuff and edit their stuff. So they can't really produce quality content at a reasonable rate, because they have to wait around for other people to get the shit done. If they would just write their own stuff and edit their own stuff, which I honestly think a lot of them are capable of, they just haven't tried, I think they would do much better. Any chance of mommy dom stuff? I've never seen a list of things off limits for you. My limits. I do not do age stuff. I do not do incest. And I do not do beast. I don't do scat either. I once had somebody try to get me to do a scat file, and I just couldn't. I couldn't get into that. When I make my files, there at least has to be a tiny part of me that's able to get into that, and I just couldn't do it. Would you consider doing a scheduled training list or something? I think that that would be lots of fun. And I have enough content now that I might be able to do that. So, you know, one of these days I'll get bored and I'll make one. Oh, yeah. Well, I come up with crazy ideas all the time and they, like, humor me and sometimes make them happen on the technical side. And I think a daily program, especially for chastity, could be really fun. Just have, like, a, you know, easy and a hard setting on how many times you get to come. And I think that I would like that a lot, actually, knowing that out there there's a whole bunch of people bursting against their cages, wanting, needy, because I didn't get to come tonight. That would be fun. Let's see. What kind of music do you listen to? I listen to a little bit of everything. I like reggae and rock stuff a lot. Normally, if I'm going to a concert, or I really love like techno concerts, like Nero. My favorite concert ever was a Nero concert because it was just crazy. I was a patron for about a year, but recently canceled due to a change in direction of conversation and cowboy file. In the past, you mentioned a self-improvement. Is still in the works. Thanks. It will happen one day. I don't know exactly when. I generally make things as they pop in my head. But one of the great things about the program is it's going to be making content making really easy, because if I want to do like a self-improvement file, I don't have to worry about the induction or the deepener, because those are already in the program. You can already pick which one you want on that, or you can just pick a quick drop and not have to deal with the induction and deepener. And I can just make only the main body file, which will save me a lot of time and allow me to fulfill a lot more fetishes and really give a great variety. So the program's gonna make that easier. Do I prefer to be called Domina or Shibby? That depends. If I'm playing with somebody and they have a collar on, they better be calling me fucking Domina. Not the fucking part, smartasses will get beat. But normally I just like Shibby. I mean, if I'm not tying you up, you're Domina at that point. Well, when you're in trance, I guess I am. So you can call me Domina when you're in trance. Let's see, how did you get involved in DWA? I was the person who got me into erotic hypnosis in the first place also like offhandedly mentioned GWA to me. When I was a sub, I used to make audio files for 4chan that were like subby and getting raped and stuff. But they didn't really get much traction because it was 4chan and you'd get like 3 responses when you made something. You didn't really get the fulfillment. And I would like, I had a Collar Me profile I would put audios up on, but their quality was shit. And you could really only, it was bad. But then when I found GWA and you found like a audience, like there's actually people getting off to me, new horizons. Will you listen to my mixtape? I can't make any promises. Maybe if it's good. I'm kind of worried because I'm not good at like false flattery. If I don't like something, I'll tell you it's shit, or I just, you know, not ever talk to you again, so I don't have to tell you it's shit and I don't have to lie. So, you know, there's risks. Have you ever considered doing live group hypnosis sessions? Discord would probably be a good medium for it. Maybe. I did one once. My last AMA, I did one. And that was fun. I had like a little prompt sheet, like, so if I got like caught up in any part of it, I could just look and be like, okay, and keep going. So maybe. let's see. Are you watching anything while waiting for the next season? Right now, I'm kind of at a dearth for good content to watch. I'm waiting for Rick and Morty to come out with their next thing. I'm waiting for Westworld. I'm waiting for Orange is the New Black. Gotham, I'm waiting for more stuff because I think Gotham is the best of the superhero TV shows out right now. I'm waiting for the next season of Jessica Jones. I feel like I'm waiting on all of the fronts. I might go watch like Malcolm in the Middle old episodes to keep myself happy until new stuff comes out of things. I want to catch up on that. Psychedelic noise drenched in cough syrup. I might actually have to try that. Have you ever written erotica or have you always recorded everything? I have written like three things that aren't quite complete. I wrote Gabby and the Fucking Machine, which was a lesbian kinky thing where I always put the subs in my erotica as like a girl I hated and wanted to see raped. That sounds horrible, but you know, you gotta have happy thoughts to get you through the day, and my happy thoughts are always perverted, so even the vengeful ones just end up with someone getting fucked. I have issues, but I made that, and then I wrote one called like the Bunnies Club, which was also really rapey. Do you watch Rick and Morty? I answered that one. I mean, I'm waiting for the next season. I want to know what happens with the Szechuan sauce. It seems like you got the hang of making the hypnotic audios almost immediately. I was bullshitting for like the first three, but it worked. So after the first time I saw an HFO, I was kind of sold. Do you listen to GWA for your own enjoyment? I really don't. Audio porn isn't what gets me off. I either use my own fantasies, just close my eyes and play with myself, or I'll or I'll read really, 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 really rapey stories. I like to read my porn for the most part. Because then at a certain point, you can just stop reading and just imagine that like situation and that moment just lasting in the... My porn's rapey. Let's see. Do you need that Szechuan sauce? I actually, tonight's dinner involved like some Szechuan sauce. And it wasn't McDonald's, so maybe it's just not as good, but it's kind of... Game of Thrones, yeah, I'm waiting for the next installment. I'm honestly really angry about Game of Thrones, because when I first saw the first like trailer for it on HBO, I instantly knew. I was like, oh, wait, that's Game of Thrones. And my first thought was, that fat bastard is going to have to get off of his ass and finish the fucking series. And now we're on what, like season 5, and he still hasn't done shit. So that just angers me. Let's see. Techno equal EDM. Honestly, I don't know enough about it to classify it. It's just sometimes I like the way it sounds, and I like the way it feels, and I like the way it kind of makes my entire body just kind of beat with it. There's definitely something hypnotic about techno music. One of my crazy ideas was to hire somebody who can actually sing to like sing a file, because I think that would be really cool and really effective. Ever since I saw like The Labyrinth, I've always wanted to kind of take somebody into trance through singing, but I don't have a good singing voice, so I'm SOL unless I can find a good singing voice to do it for me, and I'll just write and edit. Have you tried the new Rick and Morty virtual Rickality game? I have not. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm just like scrolling down. You fuckers are going to. What is your favorite period of history? I enjoyed the Arabian harem theme for Taken. I mean, harems sound fun. If we're talking realistically, I like right now when I can do the crazy shit I do without getting stoned, because if I lived like 200 years ago, I don't have a filter. I would get killed as like a witch or a harlot or something, but I'd be dead if we were like 200 years ago. Wait, the first two episodes of Rick and Morty season 3 are out? I've seen the first one. I know what I'll be doing after this AMA. If somebody wants to pirate it, we could totally watch it together. All right. Just wrap it, Chibi. You know, I'm coming across these comments as I'm scrolling down way track. No, yeah, the first episode of Rick and Morty is the only one I knew is out. Are you, who the fuck's lying to me here? Who was this? Who got me excited? V-Guard. V-Guard, you better not be fucking lying to me. Fuck you too, Darren. Look, that's why most of my stuff is free, because you can't escape people pirating things. One second. Wait, are you... One second. Let me just interrupt this AMA to go Google and see if Rick and Morty's second episode is out, because I need that in my life. But if you're lying to me, V-Guard, if you're fucking lying to me... I mean, that's one of my plans. Like, I know you can't stop the pirates. So, one of my plans. So if any of you ever want to fucking pirate this program, just keep this in mind. I'm going to like make April Fool's style files and I'll release them and you'll think they're legit and you'll start listening to them. You'll be getting into it. You'll be touching your cock. You'll be stroking it off. You'll be getting excited and into it. And then the audio is going to make you shit your pants. So don't pirate my shit. I have a lot of crazy plans for that. I honestly think that would just be a lot of fun to make. Like some stupid shit that fucks with people's porn habits or gives them weird new fetishes. Could go either way. Yeah, I want to put in a shit your pants trigger. Leeway chickens. Yeah, you know, I feel like that could be part of the Shibby brand. You know, you pirate her stuff and you never know what you're going to get. Jalapeno Blowjob was inspired. You have to admit, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful piece of work that I will never be able to do to anybody. Any other questions? The pirated version is just the original. That would be great. That would actually take minimal effort, so I like that idea.
For you, I'm not coding that. Wait, maybe now I shouldn't say that.
Come on, Darren. You just gotta try your sexy voice. No, you just gotta.
I just meant coding it into the engine. Like, that actually would be a nightmare.
You don't have to have those on the engine. Those are the ones like put on the torrent sites and where they're like little honey traps, you know?
Oh, you mean just change the audio file in general? Yeah, that could be easier.
I would make some. Like, I want to make one that's like a Rick Roll because it's classic and you gotta have it. I don't know if this one is appropriate. Fuck you. I started drinking a while ago. Ask me to do math later. Are you iPhone or Android? Right now I'm Android, though I need to get a new phone. Mine has been dropped in the back a couple of times. So that'll be happening soon. Are there any particular files or themes that you've explored yet or still apprehensive? Incest and age and beast are kind of that way for me. They kind of gross me out, but at the same time, I really like making crazy shit. Like, it's just really fun. Like, I can explore my imagination and just see what I can come up with. And I can create really cool stories, and I like doing that a lot. So part of me would really like to see what kind of stories I could make. And I could make some awesome fucking stories, and it's tempting. But at the same time, pretty much everybody in my life knows what I do for a living. So while I don't think any of them are, like, going and listening to my shit, everything else I can do, I can, like, hold my head up high and be like, yeah, whatever, that's my kink. You got a problem with it? But those three, I if I ever did them and somebody found out, I wouldn't be able to be so laissez-faire with it. So I won't touch those. I might get some women to record those types for me for the program, but you won't hear those in shitty voice. You've mentioned being a trophy slave in Australia. What did that entail, and how did you get involved? Well, this is what happens when you go from boarding school to college, and you know that you're into kinky shit, but the only place to find it's on the internet. So when I was like 18 and finally not afraid to press those buttons anymore saying I was so, I went into chat rooms and eventually found Collar Me, which is now Collar Space, and I had a profile, and I was talking to a couple people, and I met this one guy on there that was like, so I'm flying down to where you're at in a week. We should go to dinner. And all of the other guys I talked to up to this point, I'd never met because I always chickened out because it'd be like months away and I had time to chicken out. But this one, it was like pretty quick. I didn't have time to chicken out. I went on a crazy date. And when you're 18 and somebody's, you know, buying you everything, it can kind of go to your head a bit. So when about a month later, the guy said, hey, do you want to go to Australia and I'll pay for everything, so long as you're a good little slave? I was like, that sounds amazing. And yeah, I got to travel around the world for a bit, lived in Australia. And my only thing I had to do was make sure that when he came to the door naked, except for my cuffs and holding my collar. It was a good time for about a year, and then I got bored. See, how did I meet Darren? Darren messaged me and made me believe that he could make this program work. I don't know how much of his history he wants me to go into, but he had created a game. And by looking at the game, I was like, okay, I guess this guy's legit. So we started talking, and he really wanted to make something cool. I really wanted to make something cool, so we made something cool. Just Rickroll with your best impression of Rick. I don't think I can burp that much right now. What am I drinking? I am drinking Fireball and root beer. It's amazing. And so good. Shibby, do you smoke weed sometimes? Yes. Yes, I do. Some of my crazier files might be a small portion from that. It's just somehow easier to come up with crazy shit. Like, utterly entranced? Decent amount of that. I mean, come on, how else are you going to really imagine a cowgirl orgy in your head? It was fun, though. I like that file. I had thought you could use voice editing software, but you do have some identifying characteristics even editing wouldn't mask. That wasn't a question. I injected one marijuana earlier. I like to make cookies, personally. My favorite recipe is, it's not a recipe because I just wing it every time I do it, but it's basically Thin Mint cookies, except with like a layer of peanut butter over top of the cookie and under the chocolate. And, you know, it's edible because if you're going to spend like 10 minutes on average making each cookie, there better be fucking weed in it. So is the Hypno Dungeon what the Bimbo Factory turned into? The Bimbo Factory is something that is still in my plans. It's a little pushed off because of this program, but it will be able to be integrated in with it. And the Hypno Dungeon is really what's going to make it possible to string certain files along. So that will happen, just not yet. And yeah, sort of. You're kind of right, Russell, not SCP. That it did kind of go from, I was thinking about the Bimbo Factory and, well, why would I just do this with Bimbo files? Why wouldn't I do this with all my files and make it so that you can mix and match them and really create some cool shit? Can we expect more files like Utterly Entranced? Yes. I don't know when. Utterly Entranced was, I was drunk and I was on 8chan and there was a thread about cowgirl files. And at the time I thought that was the funniest thing in the world and I was drunk. So I was like, I came up with like this crazy plan that I'm not proud of, but I'm a big fan of crazy plans. And I can't remember all of it, but it basically involved I was going to talk up a cowgirl file that didn't exist. I was going to give it a name, which was Utterly Enslaved at the time. And I was going to come up with, like, the best cowgirl file ever and, like, describe it and make all the people in the thread go crazy trying to find it. And then at the end of it, create a file and be like, ha, ha, ha. When they called me out and say that this file doesn't exist, I could be like, ha, 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 it does. And I do stupid shit when drunk, but when I got sober, I was looking at it and I was like, well, I could make a file like that. And I did. I don't even know if Darren smirks. Someone once told me that winners don't do drugs. Well, I mean, I don't really consider it much different than alcohol, honestly. You're funny, Darren. I'm just told that Ark Survival involved. I kind of want to play that game, actually. You convinced them you made Ark. You're special.
I thought it was pretty obvious when I said the game I made all by myself.
If you link No Man's Sky, I f***ed you. Price for finished Hypno Dungeon, cheaper for patrons, etc. We're still working on all of that. We're thinking right now we're going to start with bundles. You're going to have the base thing, and then it's probably going to be like, we're thinking around $24.99 a bundle, because I do have to pay the artist, and then Darren and Justin both have to do a bunch of work, and I have to do a bunch of work to edit them and get them in the proper format and cut them up properly. So it's going to be a lot of effort, and we're going to make bundles reflecting that. There will be sales. And we do have a plan that over time, older bundles will drop in price. So you can make your collection bigger for a cheaper price if you wait. But I think a lot of people might want things now. Generally, when your cock is nice and hard, you don't want to wait, do you? But we also have plans for a premium version at some point, and I don't know where that's going to go right now. We're just making the program. He blinked his game, but he wants anonymous. I will be adding content to the free version as well. I can't help myself. I like people getting off to me, and I like what this program's going to become. It's going to be so fucking cool. Let's see. So you said you started off as a sub, are now, are dom. What made you decide to make the transition from sub to dom? Do yourself a switch. To be honest, a lie was what did it. I was at a party. it wasn't really a kinky party. It was just a party where you knew some of the people were kinky. And at the time I was a sub. And for some reason I had this like stranglehold on my mind. I'm a sub. This is what I am. This is part of my identity. And I'd had people tell me I was a switch before, but I'm very stubborn and I would tell them they were wrong. And there was one time where I waterboarded somebody until they admitted I was a sub. But I met a guy at a party one time and he said he was a sub. And in my mind at the point, it was like, well, if I say I'm a sub, this won't work. And I thought the person was cute. So I said it was a top. I said it was, you know, I'm a dom, you know, I'll whip your ass. And like a week or two into, you know, knowing that guy, I had to back it up. And for the first time in my life, like beat somebody. And at the time I was like feeling really silly, but once I got into it, I was like, this is kind of fun. I kind of like this. And I haven't been able to sub other than like a purely masochistic session since. It's just too much fun being on top. And then I found how much fun it was to do other things. Will you make more inhaled audios? If it becomes legal in Delaware to smoke marijuana, we'll definitely make very specific audios. I probably won't make more unless that happens, because it's really annoying to jump on the subject and I don't want to get sued, and you know. Will these bundles ever be included for Patreons? Because I have two other people involved with me in this project, I don't want to give them any of my Patreon money because I've worked for that myself. But at the same time, they're going to be expected to get their percentage from things for the program. So I'm going to have to keep it separate from my Patreon. However, it will still benefit my Patreon with the program, because when I have these women recording these files, I'm going to put like the full file up on my Patreon most of the time. When I make files for the program, you're going to get that full file. It's just the clips that you're not going to get unless you get them in the program. You won't be able to mix and match them. You'll be able to see how great they are, but you won't be able to do the mixing and the matching unless you have those particular bundles. Will I ever have a website? That is Justin, and thankfully, I might. Yeah, pretty much what Darren said with the Patreon stuff. Take a vacation to Cali and record there. I actually asked a question once on Legal Advice about that. I was like, so, you know, how would I do an inhale thing? I got no good answer. Ninjas, I believe, is mostly a text thing. He has like a text adventure. I think Nimja's actually pretty awesome. He's a genius when it comes to hypnosis. That's actually where I got the recursive induction from, was he did a recursive induction. I was like, that's really cool, and I want to make one. The man is awesome. And if I ever get male voices on the program, I will absolutely try to get him first. Yeah, no, his visuals are really cool. I'll agree with you there. Like, he has one I just love. But eventually we do want the program to have visuals in it as well. But right now it's beta, so I think it's really cool. Yeah, Nimja seems to have a shit together. Probably way more sane than me. Any other questions? Ask a technical question so Darren can cover it and I can like drink for a second.
I was expecting something like, what is computer and internet?
But I ask you that question every day.
Unreal because it's what I know. It's what I made my game in. I prefer Unreal over Unity or anything else. I prefer Unreal over anything else because of ease of use and the blueprint coding. Programmers, like real programmers, would be cutting themselves when I say this, but the blueprint coding is by far superior. You can teach a five-year-old to do it. That's how I feel when I actually coach it. But it just makes it easier for everybody. You can go from the lowest level designers, et cetera, as far as for game design. You can teach anybody to use the basics of blueprint coding, and all you need is one actual programmer to do the C++ for you. You can download more RAM by going to your Win32 folder. IP is intellectual property. The Linux, maybe. Moose, I need to figure out how to compile for Linux anyway in Unreal, so I'm just going to have to put a Linux OS on a hard drive and give it a shot at some point, so for a while. ASDF55, you guys won't like the answer to this one, but if I ever met Shibby in real life, I would carry around ball gags because having to listen to her voice so constantly with the same exact loops on files when I'm making them makes me want to slap her. But I like her voice.
Just for the record, the roasting of Darren is completely Shibby approved.
Milk chocolate. There, we actually had a Linux user gander on Reddit who was asking about it too. I have never listened to one of her files all the way through, Akut. You can say it's because I got off before the end of it. You can take your own interpretation of that, but no, I've never actually listened to one of her full files.
I'm curious. Wait, where did you first see? Was it GWA or?
Yeah, I was looking through, honestly, I was thinking about it the other day, if it had been 2 weeks sooner or 2 weeks later, I would never have seen your post because it would have been buried. I actually saw like your hypnosis audio on one of the things at GWA, so I clicked it and went hit your comment history, and like three down was you mentioning wanting to do the program. So, strike of fate, like if it had been a week later, week before.
So I would have missed it. That sounds like a cool idea. Or?
Yeah. Well, I looked at it and I was like, I can do that. That was literally just what popped into my head. I was like, that was it. It was one of those.
Darren is not a sub. Darren is a top in his head.
It was a challenge accepted. It was definitely a challenge accepted. Sometimes ASDF.
Some of the GWA odd mods are huge fans of you.
I've got the hypnosis fetish the same way that she does. Not in the same direction.
He likes doing it to people.
So that's why her tags got me and I clicked them.
I don't understand that question.
Wait, some of the GWA UD mods are here. I don't get it. I unfortunately at this point see myself trying to incorporate Shibby's ideas into making VR porn work at this rate.
I'm going to direct VR porn. I'm telling you, I'm going to do it. Porn. I'm going to make
she
people
doesn't even know
exactly
how, to upload.
How I tell them.
She doesn't even know how to upload to YouTube, which I was like,
that's not the important part.
I was like, I want to code a really cool like full 3D VR render type thing where you can go anywhere in the room. And I'm like, my question is, though, how do you direct that? It would have to be, like, with earbuds and watching through cameras, or else the cameras pick you up.
They
do what
I say, you know? It's very simple. They do what I say, it gets recorded, it becomes porn. I want people to fuck how I tell them to fuck. To animation. I would love to do that sort of thing. However, those sorts of projects are going to require someone else in addition to me because I don't know how to do any of that shit. I'm good at the pervy and porny and, like, you know, the voice stuff. I can edit audio, but I haven't learned how to edit video yet. But honestly, I might go take a class in that if I can find it. Not just to be cool.
I was just corrected by my girlfriend who's listening, and she is right. I have listened to an entire Shibby file all the way through by watching her listen to it, so I guess that technically counts when I was hearing it.
Has she decided if she's going to do it or not?
Ask it yourself. She's right there. Just ask her. Symphonics. You going to do it? You going to record? Tell all the lovely people that they can hear your voice early?
She's not muted, is she? I think she's allowed to talk.
Yeah, she's got moderator status.
See? You're a mod. You got power. She's
typing. Don't go mad talking.
With it. It's really fun if you go mad with it. Any more couple of scripts in the pipeline? I would like to do some like more vanilla couple of scripts. Mine was kind of adventurous. I had fun, and I used it with a couple subs I play with and had a great time. Though I would definitely change a couple things the next one I do. It's just you got to keep a good balance of making sure that the woman's going to be just as entertained as the guy is. The guy's going to be the easy part of it, which is why I started with a whole bunch of oral in the one I did. Because I figure, yeah, what girl doesn't want me to go into town? Anyway. Honestly, normally with technology, I just want to smash it.
I'm just picturing having tens of thousands of dollars of 3D equipment around and she's hitting it with a bat because it's not doing what she wants. It's like the scene out of Zoolander.
Cable, I mean, we're always happy if you're... Am I still planning to make a hypno video? I'm still planning on doing, like, the cleavage one. I got a sort of okay camera, but it's still kind of shitty, and every time I try to do it, I just get really mad at how shitty it is. But eventually you'll probably see like at least one that's kind of like boobies and bouncing and submit to the boobies. And it'll probably be improv, and I can't promise how effective that will be, but we'll see. Kylo Ren smash thing. I have been teaching myself everything I know about audio editing. And I still don't really know that much. It was kind of a fake it till you make it thing, and it worked out well for me. But I don't know. As for audio, it's just easier. Video, I'd like to get into at least, I don't know. We'll see. I want to get my best friend in one. I think she'd do great, but it generally counts on if she has a boyfriend at the moment or not. I have the biggest boobies, just for the record. I have all of the fucking boobies. Okay. I was mad at like the age of 14 because I couldn't climb trees anymore because they took away like a couple inches of my arm. I'm trying to grab around a tree trunk and go up. And just, shit.
Shibby, M's thinks they all want to listen to you and not hear what her voice sounds like. So we gotta.
M's has a cute voice.
Gotta cheer Symphonics on, guys.
She is a cute voice. She's got a good giggle.
Everybody, let her know you want to hear.
I can't giggle because it's about the best I can do. So.
Great. Now, if she thinks that's what she sounds like when she giggles, she is never cueing that mic ever again.
You have that one amazing video of one of your subs having HF similar ones. No. For the record, when I recorded that, he was kind of tranced out and wasn't noticing. And then after the fact, I was like, hey, I recorded that. Can I put it online? And he was just like, let me make sure my face isn't in it. And that guy in that audio was actually the one that got me into erotic hypnosis. And he was like what we would call easy. Easy. I could drop him with a word. It was really fun. But I don't know how easy it would be to find someone else like that was that easy for, and that would let me record them would be the other very important. But it was fun. I could talk him to an HFO. I wouldn't even need. What, you guys don't want my tiki's and audio? I was thinking of making like a giggle one again and just, you know, do like the thing in it. just as like a pickle trigger. See, Ems, everybody wants to hear you. Do I meditate? I don't meditate in the sitting still way. I kind of have like ADD and stuff, so I can't focus unless my hands are moving. So when I give a massage, I meditate. And when I beat somebody, I meditate. Because that kind of rhythmic motion that I don't have to think too much about because it's muscle memory, and I've done it so many times that my body can just go into it and go with the flow. And then my mind kind of just goes into this like happy, trancey, meditative state, which is honestly where I came up with a lot of my good audios. I miss being a massage therapist. Honestly, it's where I came up with a lot of ideas. I should do the tea thing in April Fool's audio. I think there is a difference between hypnosis and meditation. In hypnosis, you're highly suggestible. If somebody comes at you the right way, you're going to take what they say and be more likely to do it. With meditation, if somebody tells me to do something, it just snaps me out of the meditation. It would be an intrusion, because when I meditate, it's kind of either quiet or like a soft, gentle music or my playlist for when I beat people, which has a lot of words in it, but I don't know. Just somebody talking would break me out of it. What's my favorite way to hurt someone? I like my thumper because it doesn't hurt as much as some of my other toys, but I can really wail on somebody with it without it hurting as much. And I don't have any like really masochistic people I'm playing with right now. So at least with the thumper, I can get a workout. If I hit them with something else, go mercy, mercy so quickly.
Ems has promised to talk before she heads out.
Okay. She'll be fine. I want Ems to do some of the nicer files that I have, because I feel like her voice would be cute and sweet for them. Like, sort of, I was thinking, should we get spanked and little kisses for her to start? And then we'll have some good mix and matches. Do guys ever get hard during massages? I mean, they do, but you just throw the blanket over them. Massage therapy wise, it was actually professional. I was really good at sports massages and deep tissues. But, you know, if somebody gets hard, you just throw a blanket over it so you don't really notice it. Ignore it. It's normal. It's normal to get a hard on when you have a massage. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It's kind of a natural reaction for the body. Should you listen to an audio while drunk? I don't think drinking actually helps with it. Getting high can a little bit if you don't go too far with it. But drinking wise, I don't think it actually makes a difference, at least not for anybody I've ever played with. Underworld's Tin There. Movie? Like Reinhardt? No massage therapist that is a good massage therapist is going to even give a fuck if you get a hard on. Like, they will just throw an extra blanket over top, like when they're doing the thing, and ignore it. If somebody ever did give you a problem with it, that's because they're a shitty person and a shitty massage therapist, but it's very unlikely that they would. It's a common thing. It's very common. It's actually sort of, what's the right way to put it? It's unethical if a massage therapist even pays attention to it. It's just something we're taught that is a natural part of the body. You don't like massages because you've never had a good one. I'm sorry, but that's flat out. Ems, why don't you just answer a question? Did you try either of the files? Just talk to me. Ignore them. They don't matter. Shut up, Nolan. I'm trying to get her to talk.
She's not saying anything. But it's okay. Unmuted.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, when she records, you better not be near. Because I know you'll make it worse. And make her, like, laugh or nervous or whatever. I don't know if I believe you on this whole voice coaching people thing you said you did.
Is it true if we scream not gay the whole time we fuck another guy, is it okay? Like, does it make it not gay?
I feel like there's a fetish for that. I made a file on that fetish. Do you want to listen to it? You could suck for Shibby, Darren. You could suck for Shibby.
Oh, I think her mic wasn't working, so she's reconnecting.
She can just talk to me, you know? They're not allowed to talk on here. She's fine. They're people on the internet, you know?
She's reconnecting. Her mic wasn't working, so she's going to restart Discord.
It's not gay. How boobs work. Actually, for some guys, is that how... That would be gross. Why would you put that mental image in here? This is supposed to be a sexy chat. A sexy chat. Where's my accent from? I lived in Australia for a while. And sometimes it comes out from there. I've traveled around a bit. And honestly, sometimes it's just more fun to say things this way. I like the way it feels coming out of my mouth when there's a little tiny bit of an accent. So sometimes I choose to let it come out. Other times it just happens. Darren makes everything sexy, apparently.
Wash, aren't you dead?
I heard they might do a reboot. I would be so... That would make me more happy than anything if they did a reboot. Don't make me think of Wash, though. Don't make me cry. I miss Wash. He was one of my favorites. He was so obviously a sub. Because you just know he got tied up and beaten and stuff.
No, that was role reversal in bed.
No, Zoe liked the leather stuff. You know Zoe liked to hurt him, and he liked it.
I doubt they're ever going to do a reboot, though. Getting everybody back together with where their careers are, it's going to be impossible.
I don't know. Yesterday I watched Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog, and I can't think of him as anything other than Mal, but it's just in that oh god, it's so funny when he first comes in and starts singing. I was dying. Expanse. What's Expanse?
Torrent it and watch it. Literally, it's fucking phenomenal.
What is it? I've never heard of it.
It's a sci-fi. It's on Sci-Fi. And that's saying something, that it's got so much praise. It's finished its second season on Wednesday, and it's about years in the future where Mars is trying to colonize, and they're at odds with Earth, and the Belters supply everything. It's fucking, I can't, 10 out of 10, across the board, both seasons. It's fucking
amazing. I've never even heard the name before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually gonna buy my father the whole two seasons because they haven't even watched it. It is fucking really? Amazing. Yeah.
Have you watched Westworld?
Yep. I like The Expanse better. But I like I like sci-fi better. But Westworld
does it have like a good arc, or the standalone episodes good? Like
for the Expanse, there is no standalone episodes.
Okay, it's all.
It is based off of books. Books that were based off of a tabletop RPG. And one of the guys, or two of the guys, wrote together, and you can tell in the first season they actually have that vibe, and then you can't tell when their writing is separate in later books that they meshed so well together. And the story is fucking. I've had to keep myself from reading the books before the show because the show is that damn good.
Hmm. Okay, I'll have to try that. I've never heard of it though. That's kind of weird if it's so good. I've never like, I haven't seen anything about that.
Apparently her mic is now not working anywhere.
Uh-huh. You should punish her for all of her excuses later.
Oh, is she gonna get it?
Have I watched Mr. Robot? I watched like the first 4 or 5 episodes of Mr. Robot. It's very heavy. I might finish it at some point. I don't know if I will.
Oh, in case anybody didn't know, Wheel of Time is getting a TV adaptation.
What? That'd be cool.
Apparently, I'm pretty sure it's going to be.
Write it. If he writes it, then I'm in. I'm in.
How many of the Wheel of Time books have you read?
Like 4 or 5. Okay. I forget. I started reading, but there was so many. I like stopped at one point and then I forgot.
So you know what they're going to do is they're going to have like 30 episodes on the first book. And then they're just going to replay those 30 episodes for season 2 for the second book. And then replay... Sorry, I wasn't a fan of any books after the first one. Because they were all the same.
Wait. Are you serious about Mistborn being a movie? That would be an... I just love Brandon Sanderson. He's by far my favorite author. Hands down. Like, nobody can compare to him in my eyes.
American Gods is going to be fun. Neil Gaiman is... Apart, well, now, like, as far as living my favorite author since Pratchett kicked the bucket. So,
Gaiman. I was so sad about Pratchett. His books were really fun. I love, like, The Night's Watch, especially. All of the Vime stuff was so good. But, I don't know. I'm excited to see what else Sanderson comes out with, but I would love to have him, like, have input on a TV show because I just feel like it would be, like, Joss Whedon levels of amazing.
Culture. I actually have an entire email chain with
my favorite Sanderson books. Well, that one's easy. It's all of them. No, I really like the little ones too, like Legion or I Am Legion or something like that. The one it's like the schizo guy with all the people, all the like personalities. Those are amazing. I wish he would do like way more of that. The Mistborns were all really good. I don't like the Western Mistborn shit as much, but I'll still read anything he writes. Words of Radiance, that whole series is just phenomenal. I'm not doing a Rick impersonation. I'm not good at impersonations. Like, I don't know. I hope he keeps cracking out Stormlight Archive. I think the problem with Sanderson is he gets bored. Like, I know how that feels. Like, you start a series and you're like, you have a new idea and you're like, I want to go do this new idea. And he has the power to just go do that new idea. And then he comes to then, but then he gets a new idea. So he's amazing. I think the entire Mistborn series is worth reading. Honestly, if Brandon Sanderson's name is on something, I think it's worth reading. I don't have to look at anything. If I see he put something out, I just buy it.
I just realized what you were talking about with the Mistborn series. It's been so long since I read those. I was Googling it. They are actually really good.
Elantris was like, it's just phenomenal. The weird world building he does. It's crazy.
Even the Dresden File TV show was pretty good.
Machine-controlled rape. Gap series. Okay. Well, I'll have to go look that up. Machine-controlled rape. Like something back to. I've read like the first couple of Dresden Files. I remember. But I haven't read that many of the books. He's got a lot of them. I've read the Patrick Rothfuss. I think he's good. I think the books are good. I wish they didn't have like the innkeeper parts, to be honest with you. I kind of like to just go through a story and be immersed in that world. And every time they pull you out for the innkeeper shit, it's just like, well, fuck you. I want to go back to the other stuff. Let me just skip this. So, I don't know. I think Patrick Rothfuss is a little fool of himself. His books are good, and I will read whatever the hell he puts out, but he's taking way too fucking long, and I don't know. I'm looking forward to the third book, but I think he takes too long. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks the innkeeper. Tolkien's okay, but honestly, I like the other stuff better. I'll read Brandon Sanderson over anybody, ever. What is that show called that you're talking about? You're going to have to remind me later, Darren, of the Mars one. I already forgot the name. Sword of Truth. I have read the first three books of the Sword of Truth series. Four. I loved Wizard's First Rule.
When you get to Pillars of Eternity, stop.
I loved Wizard's First Rule. The second book was pretty good too, with the him having a collar and being bossed around. And I love the Gars. I want a pet Gar. I really want a pet Gar. Short tailed though. Gotta have the smart ones. I think I was at like the part where everybody's dead and chasing after them, and then I don't know, I just kind of let's see, The Expanse. Yeah, I think you can tell with that. He started writing them based on contractual obligation. If I ever cosplay, the next time I cosplay, I already know I want to be Kara from Legend of the Seeker. Like, her outfit would just double as something I could wear at like a kink dungeon. And just be perfectly good as a dominatrix. But I want to wait until like my stomach is perfectly flat for that, because you have to have everything like perfectly customized, and it's probably going to cost like $1,000+ to get that much leather. So one day I will save up and buy a Kara outfit. I prefer... honestly, I read most things on my Kindle now, just because when I'm in a reading phase, like right now I'm in video game mode where I'm playing video games with my free time. But when I go in reading mode, I'll just rip through books like one or two a day. And now that I finally like am living in a house, I can get a bookshelf. But before, it was always you live in an apartment, you live with your parents, you don't have a place to keep a whole bunch of books. So Kindle was a blessing. Dominatrix? You pronounce it dominatrix. Colin's not really that. Caitlin, how do you say her name again?
I think it's Colin.
Colin? I just like Kara. She's way hotter. I really liked his original book, Magda or something. It was like The First Confessor. Actually, that was one of my favorites of his book. I just want to see what I want to see and feel like what Nagio would feel like in real life. I think it would be really cool. I like her power. Don't get me wrong. I would totally. I don't know. She can't have sex with somebody without like warping them though, and that's kind of. I don't want to have to be in love with every single person I fuck. So it's not as fun.
Well, you're not in love with them. They're in love with you.
Yeah, but you know, when they follow you around like a puppy dog, you just want to kick them, and then you feel bad for wanting to kick them. So it's just guilt. Just too much guilt.
Well, you read far enough in, you can just tell them to kill themselves.
Well, then you feel even more guilt. Thanks. True. It doesn't help. I would much rather be like Kara. Lately, I have been playing Overwatch. I used to play Counter-Strike a lot, but ever since I started playing Overwatch, now when I go to play Counter-Strike, I'm just like, where's my bigger gun? Where's my shield? Why can't I hit people with a hammer? And I'm just sad, and I go back to Overwatch. Justin was getting me into a game last night that I'll probably play a bit more of. But,
it's called Smite. Smite's pretty fun.
Yeah, Smite. It was pretty fun, actually. It was pretty decent.
Which little known fact, Smite was made in Unreal 3, and Symphonic's mic is working.
Yay! There you go. Did you read over the scripts? Did you read over the scripts I sent you?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I read through, what was it? Little Kisses.
See, that one's not, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That one's nice.
I think I told you before. I think I just have to, like, figure out the pauses and stuff. So I think
you'll be fine. We just have to keep Darren away from you while you're...
Oh, my God. Funny story, though. I was on push to talk the whole time, and I didn't know why. So, like, I was talking and wondering why my mic wasn't working. But it wasn't my mic. It was me.
No, it's fine. I've had so many mishaps with Discord so far. I still don't know how. I don't think I can message people back yet in Discord because I have to verify something. I don't know. Fuck you, Discord. You know, I'm just a loyal person. When I like something, TeamSpeak, it's hard. It's hard to move on. But I think
everybody who's wondering, by the way, Symphonix is from, she's right next to Malaysia where the legal age of consent is like 13, so we're safe.
Wait.
You're a dick, Darren.
Also, fuck you. I'm not 13, okay? I'm about to graduate.
You say you're about to graduate, now everybody's thinking high school. No, you understand that, right?
No.
You understand.
No. This is why he wouldn't be allowed around while we're recording with her.
I'm at like university. Like, I'm getting my degree, you guys. I'm going to be an adult.
You're going to be an adult.
I y'all are assholes. Go away. I'm going to mute myself. I can't talk to you guys anymore. Bye. Darren likes to say I major in fictional writing, but I actually major in sociology, and he's just an asshole.
Pretty much. I can agree with that sentiment. Did you see the EULA he put in the first fucking thing? Like the no spammy clicky shit?
Yeah, I saw that.
That was all him, by the way.
Did you want me to leave
that in for the beta? I didn't check.
Shibby has to approve of every decision I make. Just want to point this out.
You can't be trusted. You'll put something super annoying in there because you think And it might be funny, but it'll fuck it up. See, Nolan trusts you, though.
Yeah, it is true, because Shibby is boss. She's paying me. That makes her boss. She wants me to put stupid things in there. We'll get stupid things in there.
All of my ideas are brilliant, I'll have you know.
You should see the contract. The contract is actually pretty awesome, because there's the stipulation that she has all final say, and then in parentheses it says that we will bitch her out if she makes stupid calls and make her feel like crap.
I feel like that's a perfect kind of contract right there. You know, it's perfect. I'm so glad I'm working with you. I couldn't do it if it was like some stuffy, like, I don't know. I like that we have our meetings over. It's just, you know, it's the way it should be.
I think if it was an actual programmer, you would shoot yourself, because they wouldn't be able to take the can't even upload to YouTube part.
You know what? You don't have to bring that up, everybody. Can't upload once and you get shit for it.
I can barely put up with actual programmers. They are so, like, I'm full of myself. They make me look like I'm humble.
But any more questions? And then we
You guys should ask Symphonic some questions. Like, what's your favorite Barbie doll?
Wow.
She just sounds so adorable, does she not?
Come she on. Does sound pretty adorable. I'll give you that. I think.
Barbie dolls are so last year.
She despises gender roles and she only plays with guns.
Yeah, and G.I. Joes.
Hey, so when you come to the States, you gonna go to a shooting range with me?
I'm taking her.
I have some friends that have all of the guns. Just all of the guns.
All of the guns.
Well, I know this one guy who, he's got to be on the ATF's watch list, but he has all of the guns. He has this one, it's like a Spaz 12 or something.
Why? How?
Pretty sure drug money. But the important thing is the guns are really cool. I think he grows mushrooms or something. Gun collection is amazing.
He's a drug pusher.
You should edit that part out when you're doing your thing. I haven't shot an AR-15 yet. I am not going to end this with a live JOA tonight. I was thinking about it, but nah, not tonight. I kind of have to, you know, I have to go full shibby for that, and, you know. Right now, I'm just having fun. Yeah, I know more than guns about how to upload to YouTube. Which do you think is going to be more important in the case of a zombie apocalypse?
Wait, I got
YouTube this. Won't exist.
I want you guys to start touching yourself slowly. I'm trying to keep a serious face here.
You are not.
Wait, I got this. Hold on. We're going to do it. We're going to go in character. Like, Shibby has a Shibby voice. I've got this, all right? Lisa wants you to start touching yourself very slowly.
I'm not expecting that.
I know, right, Culture? I'm going to find somebody who's into that, and I'm going to be, all right. They're probably wearing Ewok suit, though, so I'll feel really self-conscious.
Stop. I can't breathe.
That was actually a decent Jar Jar. It was just very unexpected. What other voices can you do?
No, that's literally it. For some reason, I can just do Jar Jar. It's fucking horrible. It's just like... Trust me, it doesn't do me well in bed either when you try to see if it's their kink by being like, "Who's coming?" And they just, it gets, the friction increases really quick. Like, it goes from no friction to just full friction. Like,
the vagina just dries right up.
Really good if you're.
Oh my. Just have to go home. Let me go.
I know, this is getting painful.
That should be the if you pirate it. That's what
Nolan wants me to make an audio about
How do you feel if I make an audio about men submitting to you?
I don't know. You cut up. I only heard half of that.
Okay, my AMA question for you, Darren, is apparently Nolan wants me to make an audio about submitting to you. How would you feel if I made an audio that would make a bunch of anonymous men submit to you?
Is it a paid package? I'm a whore. I'm not going to just straight up.
Capitalism gets Darren hard. So.
Capitalism does get Darren hard. Yeah, there's got to be like me in the background. Like it's just random placement around the binaural, you know, the headset. Not gay.
No, you have to put the yet there.
Not gay yet. No homo.
No, you'll do not gay, and then I'll just whisper, yet.
Darren, not gay later.
So as you can see, Fuller's slowly leaving now. Good job, Darren. But I feel like we properly explained the program. Does anybody else have any questions about the program?
That's what happens when you're on for like an hour and a half.
What? I don't know. I didn't put like an end time, so I figured I'd run out of questions eventually, and then I'd decide to play Overwatch. That was kind of the plan.
Darren, not gay later.
Hey, Joey, you shut your mouth.
I will have plenty of good content that is free because it's going to be my fucking content. It's going to be good.
Hey, guys, part of the plan, but poor Symphonix had to like get ready for finals and stuff. I was actually going to type out all my answers to her and pretend she was the programmer. Like, we were going to do it that way, but that got vetoed.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be able to do it right. The whole time she'd be typing, you'd be trying to fuck her up and make her giggle and, like, make her look confused. You would do it. You're a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's quality contribution. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you get.
I made an audio once about a pool hypno scene and the good stories about hypno with subs in real life. I went to a kinkcation type thing, like I think it was summer camp or fusion, I forget which, and I did a really fun pool scene. I love pool hypnosis. It's one of those times when I, as a girl, can actually like hold a guy in my arms and it's not like I'm not falling. Because the water's kind of holding their weight. So you can really kind of just like cuddle them up to your chest and whisper in their ear and take them down into trance. And I really like that. So I did one where I did that to the guy. And then I kind of held him and walked over to the shallow end where I put him down and put him on his knees. And then I made him frozen in place. So he couldn't move. He was just stuck there on his knees, his head sticking out of the water. And then I proceeded to taunt him. Because, you know, you got to know all somebody's weaknesses. His was boobs, particularly boobs to his face. So, you know, you bring the boobs up just close enough that his lips can't touch the nipple. And you just start teasing and making him want it. You walk around behind him and kind of against him. Just get them really excited. But he's frozen in place, so he can't do anything about it. And then I walked a couple feet away. And I was like, well, want them, you gotta come get them. But he was frozen in place, so he couldn't move, and I got to see that lovely torment on his face. I thought that one was really fun, and I've done a couple pool scenes since, and I'm a big fan of pool hypno. Well, it's nice being in the pool because then the water holds the fucking weight of my tits. This is at a, it's like a week-long kink event. So probably more than half of the people at the kink event run around naked the entire weekend. I mean, the entire week. It's, the first time I went, it was kind of like, okay, this is weird. And I kept my clothes on for like the first day, but then you go to the pool and there's not a single person in the pool wearing clothes. And it's like, I would feel more self-conscious wearing clothes. Wearing a bathing suit, so it was just kind of like, fuck it, and you strip off and you hop in and you notice that nobody gives a shit. Is you're another naked person in the pool. It's not weird to be naked in the pool. And then it's really cool, actually. I love those things. There was one guy there, and I kind of want one. Get one. This one dominatrix, her sub had made a cart for her, like a hackshaw type thing that she sits in, and she steers him by these like strings that are attached to his balls to make him go left and right throughout the entire camp. So, kind of want one of those. It's a good place. Fun place. You get to see some really just everywhere. I've been to Nero. I've been to Lotus. Lotus was fun, too. I've gone to a lot of Big Fish stuff, a lot of Sublime, well, the Tribute bands, and also Sublime Rome. I want to see Revolution really badly. Streetlight Manifesto would be really bad. I haven't yet. But I think it's time to start winding down, so unless anybody else has any other questions.
And I was going to say, too, I'm going to post one more time, even if it annoys people. That's for the beta, zero point whatever.
Yeah, play with it, and alpha. We would really appreciate feedback, both on, like, technical problems and, like, bugs, like, were places where Darren fucked up. And feel free to put in the feedback, Darren, you fucked up, and then the feedback. Everybody will be okay with this. But also, things that you'd like to see are welcome. I have plenty of ideas, but you might have one that's really cool, too. Shit that annoys you, such as Darren's original age thing.
For now, just email, I think Shibby Says, or is it Shibby Says 2 at gmail.com for feedback. And in 3 or 4 days, we should have active forums up at either hypnodungeon.com or shibbysays.com. We're working on those over the weekend.
That's where we're going to be with the sharing part of it, where if you come up with a really cool combination of like layers and just you come up with a cool file that you create in there, this will be the place that you can kind of put it for other people to see and then see what other cool shit people have come up with. And right now it might not be that much, but I plan on being on this project for the long haul. So wait till there's a year and there's hundreds of different things to choose from.
Don't wait till there's a year. Just buy all of our packages in a few months when there's...
It'll be cool.
And it's like she said, it does have a save feature. We're gonna right now it's just saving them in your user's app data local. It's just saving small save files that tell the engine how to rearrange the audio, so you can share your save files with other people by just moving those save files. And we'll have more explanation up on the forums. We'll have an installer up when we actually go like full live with it. Right now it's just an unzip and play with it, but it is saving your save files. You have 10 different save files and you can share them willy-nilly with people and they can load up the audios.
If I could do loot boxes, I probably would, but then Darren might come kill me.
Yes, I would.
See, it's all his fault.
Yeah, we're actually selling the DLC before the game engine comes out, and we're selling all the DLC before the engine comes out. And then when the engine comes out, you actually have to buy the actual code that runs it, but you can just get the engine for free. I learned everything from Activision and EA.
They might take you seriously.
Everything is text to speech. If you want to actually hear Shibby's voice, that's another microtransaction. It really is. That is the evolved model. That was the evolved model. Like, holy crap.
Suck a dick. Well, the program's free. I wanted it to be free. They fought me on that, for the record. They fought me on that a little bit, but I do think that the base program should be free.
It does have a procedurally generated audio file, just like No Man's Sky, but it should be saying the same word with different pitches. And since it's completely random and the time between is random, it has infinite content. We're calling it No Shib Sky.
That's actually a good question.
Ari, it's...
You have to read the question first, Darren.
How does the app update? What's going to happen with the app is as we update it, any package we make after the update will actually have a trigger in place that will tell you, the program will actually tell you there's an update available. As far as updating it, you will just have to download the new version and hit the installer and it will overwrite the old one. You won't lose any save files. You won't lose any of the audio that you've downloaded, any of the packages, they'll all still be there. But we didn't want to make it constantly link up to the internet. So the best way we can do it is everybody's going to have to sign up on the forums, and you can provide a fake email if you want, but it wouldn't be advisable if you're going to buy things. And every time we update the program, we will send out a mass email letting people know and give them a link in the email. It just seemed a little less intrusive that way than if I had the program constantly connecting to our servers to check every time you booted it up. We didn't want anything like that. We thought about it. We were thinking about it for how to download the packages, but privacy and anonymity is a thing, and we didn't want to intrude on that past just the forum logins. So if you download a package that's incompatible with the current version of the program, or even just a package that still works, but we've had an update to the program and we did the update before we made that package, the engine will alert you that there is an update available. It will also let you know if you have to download that update in order to run the package that you just had.
Okay. All right. I don't know how much like people like want to come into a Discord if it's like not an AMA. I mean, I can leave it up, but eventually I want the community over the shared files to create, because I think that would be really cool. I think that would be really fun just to see what people make.
And I think Justin can link a lot of stuff in here up to the website and the forum so people can go back and forth. So it'd be good to leave up for the community.
Who has the highest daily score of what, like,
times? Yes.
How would we judge that?
But not inside the engine.
We have a plan for in the forum. We have something about getting avatars with whips, and that was Justin's plan. I can't remember it all. We're not doing commies, all right? I don't think, unless I write the script for somebody else, because I don't think I could say it properly.
You know what we could do? We could make surprise packages that are like, you know, a cheap one, but you don't know what's in them. And then when you get into the engine, you double click it like a loot box and it pops out all the audio. I could do that.
Who did the artwork? Was done by Jeffrey Smash. Who he originally put some fan art on my subreddit, and I thought it was really cool, so I ordered one for my bedroom wall. And then I was like, hey, can you make covers for me? And then he disappeared like a month or two ago. So maybe he'll come back at some point, or maybe he got a girlfriend and doesn't want to find out what he
did. Joey, no. The engine will not commit any of your private info, data, anything. As I said, it doesn't connect to servers, doesn't connect to the internet at all, besides Unreal, which doesn't even connect automatically to the internet. So no, there's no, we thought about it. We thought it would be nice to know, but it's, once again, it's one of those infringements of privacy things, and it's not worth even putting it in there, because then we'd feel obliged to give you the option to say no, and most people are going to hit no. So there's no point.
Sounds about right. All right, well, we are going to wrap this up. If anybody is a decent heel slut for Overwatch that can, I don't even want to say publicly what my rank is at right now, feel free to send a message. If you're platinum, you won't be able to play with me. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, fuck you, Nolan. Are you serious? You're full of shit. You better be full of shit.
He can't even play with you at that rank.
Is there even that rank? I thought it was like 1,000.
Yeah, it goes up to 5,000, doesn't it?
What? Or is it 4,000? 5,000?
It was 5 or 4.
There's,
I can't
no
remember.
No way.
We should do it. I'm going to add a gaming channel in here for like text or whatever. Not an Overwatch
channel.
Yeah,
then they can hear me raging at Genji. Why the fuck would you do that? Do you just want to lose? Do you just go into games wanting to just shove your dick up your own ass and fucking lose the game? Why the fuck are you playing Genji? You're not even a good Genji.
I think all of them have,
like, you can't beat a fucking Bastion, just kill yourself.
I rage way too much.
What I really want is like a soldier slut, because my main problem in games seems to be that nobody on my team can handle the fucking Pharah.
Well, my favorite is every comp game I play, the other team has a Pharah on really good Pharah maps, then nobody on my team knows how to play a Pharah. And I mean, me included, but that's just because I'm old as shit and don't have any coordination.
Just keep in mind, if you ever play with me, I am an angry person when the team comp is bad, and I do not keep it to myself. And I say very, very mean and hurtful things. Very mean. Very hurtful. Can I do an Aussie accent? Well, mate, just shove another shrimp on the Barbie and have a dingo come eat your fucking baby.
That got dark.
No, I swear to God, when I was playing Warcraft, like, everybody would fucking say that shit to me. Like, the put another shrimp on the Barbie and the dingo ate my baby. I don't know where it came from, but they would say that forever. The foster shit for beer is everywhere. There is no way you got placed at 3200. You're full of shit, and I hate it. Buffy is Dingo's Ate My Baby? Really?
Hmm. No, Dingo's Ate My Baby is an actual news story where a dingo stole a lady's baby. In Australia.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Alright, I'll tell you my rank once, and Darren, can you edit this out of the video so nobody knows?
No, it's too much work.